Next item on the agenda is Derek Owens, number 171586. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Mr. Derek Owens is requesting authorization to replace an existing boathouse and appurtenant decking and finger piers with a 37-foot by 62-foot enclosed boathouse, 94 linear feet of 5-foot wide finger pier, 57 linear feet of 4-foot wide finger pier, and a 10-foot by 37-foot exterior deck along Free School Creek at 4442 Schoolhouse Road in Gloucester County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. All right, the project is located along Free School Creek, which is a tributary to Mobjack Bay. The project location is here, and again, we're in Gloucester County. Here is an aerial picture of the proposed boathouse. The protestant is located here on the opposite side of this embayment on Free School Creek. When the application came into VMRC, we did a review looking for any previous permit history on the proposed pier and boathouse. Finding none, we went back and looked at historical imagery, which is what you're seeing here, and we go back to 1963. Previous to 1963, actually 1962 is when VMRC started regulating these things. So we have a reasonable belief that this pier was there before we had any regulatory authority. So we don't feel like there's a violation currently existing of the pier and boathouse. The proposed plan view drawing showing the boathouse alignment, width of 37 feet by 62 feet, catwalk on the interior, and a 10-foot by 37-foot deck on the exterior. This existing pier will stay the same. I think the only plan out here is to replace decking that may be in bad shape from previous storms. Here's a cross-sectional drawing of the proposed pier. The pier will be 20 feet above the decking of the main stem pier and approximately 21 feet above mean high water. Again, you can see the catwalk on the inside and the decking on the outside. Here are some exterior shots of the proposed boathouse. As you can see, it is already enclosed and is in pretty bad shape. Certainly needs to be taken care of before we start seeing any kind of navigation hazards from pieces breaking off of it. So, just looking up creek, up here you can see a couple of enclosed boathouses. Here's a little better shot. So it's not out of the nature to have enclosed boathouses along this creek. We have interior shot showing this is indeed a dual slip boathouse. The applicant is proposing to have three boats stored in here, a 13-footer, 18-footer, and then he's planning on purchasing a larger vessel, some sort of Hatteras type offshore vessel in the neighborhood of 54 feet to 60 feet. So the plan is to store two vessels on one side and a larger vessel on the other. Exterior shot showing the dual slip nature of the boathouse. Again, you can see some damage occurring already. So we'd like to see this taken care of as soon as possible. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. And in a letter to the VMRC, she cited concerns of increased boat traffic along the creek, increased shoreline erosion from that boat traffic, noise pollution, potential commercial usage of the structure, and impacts to property value. I will address those concerns in our summary recommendation, which I'll now read into the record. Section 28.2-1203A5 of the Code of Virginia provides statutory authorization for private piers meeting certain design criteria. The size of the proposed boathouse and its enclosure do not meet this exemption, and a subaqueous permit would be required regardless of Ms. Rex's objection. Mr. Owens has worked with staff to eliminate storage space from the interior of the proposed boathouse, as that is not considered a water-dependent aspect of the project, and has provided justification regarding the size of the replacement structure. As proposed, the boathouse will not increase in size from what currently exists, that Mr. Owens is requesting increasing the exterior deck space for safety. Proposed height of the boathouse will be 21 feet above mean high water, with maximum bridge heights of about 16 feet for the vessels Mr. Owens is considering for purchase. The elevation of the boathouse seems appropriate. Staff is satisfied that Mr. Owens has minimized the impacts of state-owned bottom in regards to his needs. While enclosed boathouses are discouraged, they have been historically approved when the structure was pre-existing and legal. Therefore, staff feels the project is warranted from a natural resource perspective. Staff understands the protestant's concerns regarding the proposed boathouse. Ms. Rex, in her protest letter to VMRC, states that she purchased the property 17 years ago after the boathouse was originally constructed. The construction of a new boathouse with similar dimensions will not increase the impact or view shed that is currently present. Ms. Rex also cites concern with commercial use of the pier. The pier and boathouse are being permitted for private use only. Any sale or rental of mooring space by the owner would be a violation of the permit and subject to enforcement action. The issue raised by Ms. Rex of shoreline erosion is a concern of all waterfront owners, and boat traffic does contribute to it. However, this creek already has a number of piers with associated vessels, and free navigation along the waterways of Virginia is a right enjoyed by all citizens of Virginia. Therefore, this issue is a known hazard of purchasing waterfront property. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the boathouse as proposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
Any questions by members of the commission? Ms. Everett.
So boathouse is the same size as it was before, but there's increase in deck space.
In deck space on the landward side of the boathouse.
Okay, and Ms. Rex mentions that in 312, in the attachment 312, that the 10-foot at the deck, I guess, increased space would push the house 4 feet into her view. Is she had an issue? Is that something you looked at? Is that?
The boathouse is already in her view. I mean, it's right up against the shoreline as it is. The deck space you see here now is about 6.5 feet wide. My understanding is it's just going to go a little bit further channelward, landward of where we see it now. And the boathouse is pretty much going to be where it's going to be, where it is now. I mean, if it moves a few feet, one way or the other, I don't think that's going to be a big difference in terms of impacts to her view shed anyways. But that's what's proposed right now.
Okay. Is view shed something that is considered and worked with the applicant to try to minimize view shed for others, or is it not something that's within the jurisdiction of VMRC?
A lot of times we do work with that, especially for new boathouses. But since this structure's already here and impacting the view shed, our main concern was not enlarging the boathouse any further than it was already. And trying to minimize it, we could. So we were in discussions with the applicant in terms of, did it need to be this big? And when he said that he was considering a purchase of a 54 to 60-foot vessel, staff felt like at that time that the size of the structure is probably warranted.
And the position won't change, you think, significantly to contribute to view shed issues?
I don't think
for
so.
Mr. Rex or others? Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Thanks, Mike. Is the applicant present or represented? Would you like to come forward, please? Who will be testifying? All three? Just you?
This is my wife, Mark.
Okay, but who's going to testify? It doesn't matter. All of you can't.
I will be.
How about doing this? All three, raise your right hand, just in case. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Okay. State your name for the record, please, sir.
Would
you like to address the commission?
What my wife and I are trying to do is just simply repair the boathouse as it exists today. We purchased our property specifically for a location to have a boathouse that would house an offshore fishing boat that we plan to purchase when we retire about 3.5 years from now. So the boathouse itself was very important to us in the purchase of the property, simply because it would allow us to fulfill our retirement plan. So when we were looking for locations of property to purchase, that boathouse was a key part of that. So with that, we've owned the property just over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Our permanent address is in Raleigh, and we're fixing this property up so that we can live there once we retire. And we're there every week, so every weekend we're coming down and working on things for improvements. The boathouse right now is structurally deteriorated significantly, even over the last 2 years. And with the worm damage on the pilings, it shifted about a foot and a half within the last 2 years. So it's not going to take many more northeasterns, and it'll just come straight down. So our intent was just simply to replace the pilings on the boathouse to make to prop it up. And R&W Construction has looked at it. And take the structure down, put the pilings in, and put the same structure back up. So our intent is not to increase anything or change anything. It's simply to prepare the boathouse as is. From the historic point of view, this property is very significant on Free School Creek. And this boathouse has been there since around 1900. The property itself has been there since about 1820. I can't get an exact date on the house, but the original part of the house was circa 1819. That's some of the dating that we have on it. It's up to about 1860, and again in 1800. from an historic point of view, this lodge and this boathouse are significant, and it's our intent not to change the character of the creek, the aesthetics of the area, but simply to restore and bring back to what to original intent, character, and charm of the area.
Yeah.
So, that's it. Any questions from there?
Any questions by members of the commission? Just have one. When do you plan, if you get the permit, how soon do you plan on starting to work on it?
Immediately.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Anyone else wish to testify, or y'all good? Okay, thank you. Anyone else in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to this project? Come forward, please. Good morning. Could you raise your right hand for me? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Could you state your name, please?
My name is Ann Rex.
Okay, proceed.
And
thank
I live,
you.
Excuse me. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I live directly across from the boathouse. From my living room, I see this. From my dining room, from every room in my house, I see this structure. And that's why I'm here today, because I have concerns for the environment. And I have concerns for my own property value and the aesthetics of my living there. As we all know, when we get older, it's not necessarily that we get better. And the fact that this boathouse has been here since 1962 is not testimony that it's necessarily a good thing. If I wanted to build a boathouse of this size today, can you tell me that it would be okayed right away?
No, ma'am. We'd have to go through a joint permit application review and a public interest review. So, no, ma'am, I couldn't tell you that would be okay.
Exactly. By any standard, this boathouse exceeds normal, acceptable size regulations for a very small creek.
But, ma'am, please don't misinterpret that I said that it wouldn't be approved either after the JPA. I'll make sure of that. Okay. Thank you.
What I'm saying is that just because something is grandfathered in, and I know on land, if there's a footprint, generally you can grandfather in, you can build something on that land that fits the footprint. Now, what I'm suggesting is that on water, a footprint on the water, it affects not only the people who own the house, but everyone else on the creek. In fact, the Owenses cannot see their boathouse from their own dwelling. They don't see it at all. They do have another dock, so they could build a boathouse there, but they don't see this boathouse at all from their dwelling. And when you go down the creek, you see other boathouses. I have pictures here. Sadly, I don't know how to do PowerPoint.
So, can you do me a favor? It's being recorded, so can you please stand behind under the microphone? Thank you very much, ma'am. Appreciate it.
If you look at these pictures, if you look at the pictures, mm-hmm. you will see that in these boathouses, they're small enough that there's generally one boat, maybe a jet ski, you know, not three or four or five boats in each house. And this is the character of our creek, of Free School Creek. The Owens' boathouse is at the entry to the creek and also the entry to the Severn River. And I am directly across from this boathouse. No one else on the creek was informed by BMRC about this change. So I am here all on my own. But what I want to say is that you have a job and you've been doing it well. You've been regulating boathouses. You've been regulating wetlands. You've been regulating the underwater life so that our crabs, our oysters, our herons, our osprey can continue to live on the bay. And part of that job, and I know that's why I'm here today, because you regulate boathouses. Now, if I wanted to build this today, I think it would be very, very difficult to get approval for a boathouse this size in this locale. I understand about the grandfathering in process, but I also understand that on the water, that process needs to be considered more carefully because your decisions impact not just the homeowner, but everyone all around and the wildlife and the health of the marsh and the lowlands, wetlands. Now, the Owenses wanted to live on the water. I wanted to live on the water. My husband and I moved there. We retired there 18 years ago. And You know, we've enjoyed the wildlife. We've enjoyed the beauty of everything. We've even developed sort of, we've learned to accept the boathouse, what can I say? And in a sense, in its present state, it's even a little bit artistic, if you stretch it. But this is an opportunity, I feel, for you to do your job. This is an opportunity for you to, you know, in 1962, we did not know the impact that we do now of environmental entities on the waters. Today, we're smarter. We know a lot more than we did then. And the fact that they're going to tear down the entire boathouse and rebuild it, I see as an opportunity for the commission to move forward and to try to enact the same strictures that exist for everyone else on this particular project. And thereby, you will benefit the wildlife, the lowlands, you'll benefit the aesthetics of the neighborhood as well. Because the more boats and the more jet skis, the bigger the building, the more you're going to add things to it. You're going to add jet skis, you're going to add boats, et cetera. That creates wave action. That erodes my property. All of that wave action comes down, and erodes my shoreline. It also creates noise and pollution that make our herons fly away, that tell our ospreys, I'm not going to make my nest here. So those are all things that I think that are part of your mission, and I'm hoping that you will look at this project from that perspective as well. I am concerned about the aesthetics of the structure. No one has told me. I called one time. I've gotten different plans on the structure three times. And I called R&W Construction one time and said, what material will be used for building it? And he yelled at the phone. He said, plastic. Now, I'm not sure what plastic means. But to me, it means maybe vinyl siding, a shiny vinyl siding. And an additional concern of mine is that this structure, if it's allowed to be built this size and sided in vinyl siding, it will last forever probably, but it will look like a commercial structure. And that is not the character of our neighborhood. Our character is a residential neighborhood. So I'm concerned about the materials that will be used on the structure. None of the other boathouses on the creek are made from materials that could be considered commercial. They're wood, they're natural, or they're open-sided. The fact that this is closed-sided means that the impact of the siding is going to be huge. There has been a lot of discrepancy regarding the actual size of the boathouse. The initial plans had a different size on every page. Now, today it seems that they're saying that the boathouse is 66 by 37. I went over there and measured it myself, and maybe I made a mistake by a few inches. But when I measured the boathouse, it measured 61 feet, 8 inches by 36, 2 inches. So the boathouse that the dimensions that they have here are larger than the actual dimensions of the current boathouse. Furthermore, the little deck on the back, they want to increase the width of that by 4 feet. So it's currently 21 feet 5 inches by 6 feet. They want to increase that to 10 feet and increase the length to set 37 feet from 21. So they're increasing the apron on the back, which will, maybe it's on the land, but it's also on the water. So that will push the boathouse up 4 more feet, and it will further block my view, even more than is done now. So that, and maybe a question I have is, suppose that they say, okay, we're going to make it a certain size. We're not going to make that apron 4 feet more, or it's not going to be pushed 4 feet further. Who enforces that?
We do.
You do that.
We do a post-project evaluation to ensure compliance. That's what you just heard about the civil charge earlier.
Okay.
That's how that got done, because our...
I'm glad.
Yep.
I'm glad there are people who provide oversight.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody can promise the moon in this room.
I can promise you if this project's approved, it will be evaluated. I can't promise you the moon, but I can promise you that.
Okay. That is a start. Again, the height, I was unable to measure the height of the boathouse. I just have to take it on faith that they're replacing it with one that's the same height. But again, that would further block my view were it to be larger. And now I know the Owenses have a lot of family locally, and I understand that, and I don't want to tell anyone how to use their property. I know they have a brother who has a soft shell crab operation in his garage. It seems to me that operation could be moved there. I don't know.
Ms. Rex, that's presumptive, and it's a violation of the permit, so we can't really get into what might happen.
I only mention that because, I know people can say we're going to do one thing, and then they will do another. But basically, what I want is the quality of life that I've had for 18 years. The boathouse has been there for 18 years, but the owners were retired people who lived elsewhere. They were never there. They had a huge, beautiful sailboat. It never went in the boathouse because of the mast, but it was docked along the dock. and that's a totally different scenario from what I look forward to with a boathouse of this size and a lot of boats, three boats plus jet skis and everything else. That will have an impact on the environment, and it will have an impact on my life and also on the resale, the property value of my land. And I'm here today to ask you to take all of those things into consideration when you do your job. And I thank you for doing your job.
Thank you, Ms. Rex. Any questions by members of the commission for Ms. Rex?
I got a couple.
Mr. Zedrin?
I'm sorry?
Mr. Zedrin has a question.
You see where it says protesting up there? Do you see that?
Yes.
Is that where you live?
Yes, I live. This is my house. This is my living room. This is directly on the trajectory.
Let me ask you to go back to the mic, please, because it's being recorded. How far is it across that creek?
I'm not good at that sort of thing, but if I were in a kayak, it would probably take three minutes. It looks much farther in this picture than it is in reality.
Mr. Zedrin?
I'm trying to figure out what you're really asking us to do, but if we disapprove this application and the applicant decided, well, I'm not going to do anything with that structure, it appears from the photographs that we have that it's very deteriorated. Would you rather have the boards and debris from that structure deteriorating, floating in the water, as opposed to being in repair?
I'd rather have a smaller boathouse, one that's consistent with the character of the neighborhood.
So what you're asking us to do is to approve something smaller. Is that what you're asking us to do?
Right. I think every man should have a boathouse. I don't think that's unfair. It's a matter of the size of the boathouse. And if I came in here today saying I wanted to build a 68-foot by whatever boathouse, you would really vet that very carefully, I'm sure, because that's your job. But this is, I guess, grandfathered in.
No, ma'am, it is not grandfathered in. This is a new application. You've used that term a number of times, and I was going to advise. This is a project application that stands on its own merits. There is no grandfather. There is no statutory pressure or statutory requirement for this commission to consider the grandfather aspect of this. This is a new application.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so
any further questions? Ms. Everett?
So you're not necessarily interested in a change of siding or open or windows, that the aesthetic veneer doesn't necessarily relieve your protest as well, or?
Well, it's unclear to me what will be used. I'm not sure how the word plastic relates to architectural materials. If plastic means vinyl siding, then I would be opposed to that aesthetic because I think it would make the structure of that size look like a commercial building.
I guess, Commissioner Bowman, I guess.
Yes, ma'am, proceed.
At some point, I'd love to hear back from staff in terms of, is there jurisdiction to address architectural aspects of the proposed boathouse.
Mr. Watkinson?
I would say not. We're not an architectural review committee. We're permitting the structure to be over state-owned submerged lands. In fact, during previous commission meetings, I've referenced a past attorney general opinion. I don't have it for me today. Basically, the issues of zoning and view and some of the issues typically left with local governments that should stay with governments, and we should be looking at the encroachment over state submerged lands and the physical aspects of what that encroachment or impact that encroachment might have.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, this person would also have to get a building permit, and that would be also under the purview of the county, correct?
That would be my understanding.
Correct. That would be theirs.
Architectural specifications could be addressed at the Middlesex County level.
If they have ordinances to address that, but that would be the local government to address those types of zoning issues, noise, view.
We're permitting we're permitting or not permitting the construction over the subaqueous footprint and the dimensions. Thank you. Further questions by members of the commission? For Ms. Rex. Thank you, Ms. Rex. Is there anyone here else in opposition to the project? There being none, the matter is before the commission for consideration. Mr. Ballard.
I have a question for staff. Can you address the issues of whether the permit is for a building of the exact same size and over the exact same footprint that were brought up?
The permit states it will be 37 by 62 with overhangs for the roof structure. So, and a 10-foot by 37-foot back deck, and then the appurtenant finger pier, wraparound finger piers on the inside. We're not necessarily saying it has to match the dimensions of what's there now, but that's what we've been working to do the whole time that we got them to these dimensions. Because we were looking at trying to minimize this. You know, but when he came back and said that he's looking at this size vessel, then we said, okay, you think 62 feet length is probably appropriate.
So, if I could, likely how much would that increase the overall square footage?
I don't think it's increasing anything at all. It's negligent. It's not increasing anything, any significant amount.
Further questions? Matters before the Mr. Minor?
I move that we approve staff recommendations.
Motion made to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.